So this regards a public hearing on a concept plan that has been worked on through collaboration with NCDOT division staff and town staff. But before we get into the details of the concept plan, I wanted to show some photos of the existing conditions on this section of Jones Ferry Road that is being considered tonight. This right here is looking eastbound from NC 54 bypass. And you can see here that at this point, Jones Ferry Road is a six-lane section. It's a five to six-lane section between the 54 bypass off-ramp and Davie Road. You can see it's very wide and includes left turn, center left turn lane slash kind of a left turn bay. Additional right turn lane for the on-ramp onto 54 bypass. And this is looking westbound from the bypass. Also a six-lane section with turning lanes and significant volume of cars turning left and right onto eastbound 54 bypass. If you look underneath, you can see that it's a pretty wide stretch here and looking this way. So and I can go back to those photos if we need to refer to them. But the basic background on Jones Ferry Road is that there are some current conditions slash issues that have prompted concern from residents in the area and concern from Board of Aldermen members over the safety of this corridor. Traffic speeds from a 2005 estimate, 85th percentile speed, in other words, the speed at which 85% of cars go at or lower, is 40 miles an hour. Posted speed limit is 35 miles an hour. There's about 9,000 cars a day on the road. The right-of-way width is generally 60 to 80 feet, and the pavement width is around Davie Road is about 60 feet. There's about 5 to 6 lanes along this corridor that we're talking about, which is between Willow Creek Shopping Center slash Ashbrook Apartments driveway and a little bit east of Davie Road. There's limited westbound sight distance at Davie Road intersection because of the infamous crest of the hill. Crossing distance for pedestrians is an issue crossing those six lanes, and also the lateral crossing location of pedestrians. In other words, pedestrians don't always cross at the intersections, which is, of course, less predictable for drivers, especially new drivers. There are pedestrian warning beacons east on Jones Ferry Road, which I think help, but you know, I think that there's still an issue there. There is a potential bus stop conflict points, and pretty heavy pedestrian volumes, as we all know. Our mobility report card took a look at those, and we see within a 12-hour period between about 800 and 1,000 pedestrians on a daily basis. There's the bus stop at Abbey Court. This is the highest ridership bus stop in the in Carrboro. It has a combined boarding and alighting of 660. And there's obviously pedestrians crossing the street to get to the bus, to and from the stop. This is also a school bus stop as well. There are 20 reported crashes over a five-year period from November 2006 to October 2011, just at or near the Davie Jones Ferry intersection alone. And these are just reported crashes. This is according to an NCDOT crash report. And here is an image of the intersection taken from the Abbey Court side. You see Ridgewood Apartments here. This was taken earlier today. And Davie Road on your left.
Well, I took out the car. Yeah. Did you Did you Photoshop that without cars? How did you do that?
Yeah, there were. I took a few others with a lot of cars.
That's the thing is there's a car coming right now. Yeah. That's what's tricky about this intersection. Mm-hmm. Yeah. You can't see it
right there. So the town staff and NCDOT have worked together on a concept plan for improvements in this section, and NCDOT presented the plan to staff in January. In general, the plan involves a road diet, reducing the number of vehicle lanes. It adds new bike lanes where there aren't any. It adds new marked crosswalks, and there's also a potential for filling in sidewalk segments where they don't exist right now. The plan also includes raised medians along the Abbey Court and Ridgewood Apartments frontage. So the raised median would extend from Davy Road intersection to this driveway right here. Well, this would cause one of the two access changes for cars. It would make this driveway of Ridgewood Apartments a right in, right out. So you would not be able to take a left turn out of here. This driveway into Ridgewood Apartments would stay as a full movement access. So you could take a left in and left out from there. And the concept plan includes retaining the painted median to the east of here.
Does Ridgewood Apartments, and I don't remember, have a driveway onto Davy?
They don't, no.
Okay.
This driveway does loop around the building.
Yeah.
So if you're right here and you wanted to turn left, you'd probably go right and take a U-turn, or you could drive around and take a left out there.
No, that would be like Smith Level Roads.
So the other access limitation, there would be a raised median along the Abbey Court frontage right here, which would not allow lefts out of this gas station. Those left turns are extremely close to the Davy Road intersection and right where pedestrians tend to cross, and near the crest of the hill. So a raised median would be placed here. The Alabama Avenue access would stay as it is, so it would be full movement. The median would just extend right here. So in order to get into the gas station, you'd have to turn left onto Davy and then left right here into the gas station.
Jeff, tangential question. What's the status of the Family Dollar application?
I would defer that to Trish.
Okay, she can answer that when you're done.
Okay. The concept plan also includes painted medians within the remaining segments. So those two segments that I mentioned are the only two raised medians shown in the concept plan. It includes left turn bays to replace the center turn lane between Davy Road and the NC-54 bypass. All left turn movements would be retained except for that one into the gas station and into the western driveway of Ridgewood Apartments. And then it proposes new bike lane segments. There are currently no bike lanes west of Davy Road. Because you're taking existing vehicle lanes to add the bike lanes, I believe preliminarily that there'd be enough room to go beyond the standard 5 to 6 foot bike lane and take a look at buffered or protected bike lanes in this segment. And an example is on the right.
Is that what it's illustrating, that buffer?
This image illustrates what it might look like. You can buffer it either with a raised curb or with paint and bollards like this. Mm-hmm. The concept plan proposes new bike lanes, and there's still some room to finalize what the design would be.
Jeff, this, you know, we talked about having the sidewalk on Oak. This could be a treatment. I know one of the issues was the fire truck not being able to go through, but you know, a fire truck could probably run over those things pretty easily without. Are these the kind of like pop
yes,
back?
They are.
Mm-hmm. So we could have that kind of thing, mm-hmm. or just like little transportation advisory board talked about little mounds too. But that agenda item is passed. Something to consider.
All right. Yep.
The concept plan would also potentially allow for a sidewalk on the north side of the road, west of Davie, along the gas station frontage, and going west from there. West of Alabama Avenue, there is a sidewalk, and there's sidewalks on the south side of the road there too. Adding a sidewalk would not necessarily be a necessary condition of the plan. The plan, most of the other elements of the plan could still go ahead, even if the sidewalk were not implemented concurrently with the rest of the elements of it. It would also allow for high visibility crosswalk markings to be added, especially at the Davie Road intersection. It proposes a painted bus pull-off at the Abbey Court bus stop. And if I could go back to the photo of the bus stop, it would just be basically kind of like a painted bulb out kind of right here that would not change much, except for it would eliminate what's a very awkward condition, which is this deceleration lane kind of transitions into a bike lane right here as you go east. So that would essentially visually, with pavement markings, eliminate that as a kind of a lane slash bike lane.
But does that mean that the bus would have space to pull in? Yeah.
Yes.
You can see in that picture where folks are standing and how close to the road, you know, they have to.
They are right now. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Jeff,
yeah, but the thing is that I'm sorry.
No.
That right-hand lane ends right after that. I mean, just beyond the crest of that hill.
Yeah.
Yeah. It turns. So that's really turns into
part of the
bike
problem
lane.
Is that some people come down that right-hand lane and like, you know, they think they're driving on a four-lane road and just heading in
right.
into town at 45 miles an hour or whatever, and it's all about to come to an end.
Right. It narrows.
Sorry, Jackie.
It looks to me that a fair number of trees would have to come down. Is that true? Like when I was looking at the map, it looked like a lot of trees would have to come down. And this is kind of one of the entrances to the town, and it would look really different without those trees.
This is mainly a plan for within the face of curb of the road, but I think the question where that would come in would be the sidewalk, potential sidewalks.
Could you go back to the drawings? Nope. There was one that the lines went through.
Keep
existing
going back.
Trees. No. Like there.
A shadow.
Yeah, it's actually catching the shadow of the crowns of a lot of those trees.
Right, but there was another picture
similar to that.
That it wasn't a photograph, it was a map.
Oh.
Okay, there it looks like, is the yellow line where it would go? That's not the shadow.
Right away.
On the south side there, it's showing you where the edge of the legal right-of-way is, not necessarily where any improvements would go.
So we're not looking at a lot of tree loss?
Well, it just means we own those trees, or
right.
DOT does.
Well, then let's cut them down.
Yeah, more.
we own them.
I don't think there's any anything in the concept plan that changes this sidewalk stretch.
Okay, how about on the other side? For the whole concept plan, will we be losing many trees?
I'm not sure if we can answer that at this point. If a sidewalk is placed here, you may have to look at what the tree impact would be, for sure.
Okay.
The land drops away on the north side of there, doesn't it, quite a bit?
Yeah, it's downhill going this way, going
so
westbound.
So it's not just a question of where 5 or 6 feet is from the edge of the existing curb or right-of-way, but also the kind of slope and fill beyond that you end up having to do. That's,
you're going north of that.
Yeah, I'm saying that sidewalk on that side through that stretch is part of the issue. Similar to on Smith Level Road, it's not just the sidewalk, it's the
right.
the grading to support the sidewalk right. that really starts to invade far from the street. But anyway.
Jeff, is the that median that's shown there, how wide is that median?
Which median?
That one right there.
Right there?
That cross, yeah. That
this piece. Left turn lane?
Yeah. I mean, where it says Jones Ferry, isn't that what will be like a small median?
Yeah.
The plan?
That median, I'm not sure the exact width of it, but I do have an image of the concept plan itself that I could pull up if that would help.
Yeah, that would be helpful.
Yeah.
Let me zoom in here. If you can see, I know it's a little bit difficult to see. This plan literally is a concept plan, so it's done in pencil. But you have this right here is the median. So if you kind of look at it superimposed on a lane, you look at it's maybe a little half or a little bit wider than the lane width. So I would estimate somewhere around 5 to 7 feet.
I'm just wondering, and I'm just thinking out loud, because the one thing that when you come off 54 and you're headed north, east, is it, I don't know.
East.
Towards Bim Street, let's say.
Yeah.
And, you know, if we have a crosswalk there, is there any way, that median, would it be even all the way along the edge, or does it taper?
This median...
It looks like it's balanced all the way through rather than tapering from narrow to, you know, tapering to wider.
It tapers to wider back here after you, or before you get to the left turn bay.
Because one of the things that I think would really help bring a sense of warmth to that area was if we were to have within the median some plantings or planters, because the one thing that happens on that road is it feels cavernous. I mean, it just has a very very cold feel to it. And Jackie's absolutely right. It's the entranceway into our downtown and our farmers market and town hall and downtown whatever. But you know where I'm going with this. So it that would maybe warm it up, because it really it does not feel as well tended and cared for and community like as the rest of town.
Yeah.
Many years ago, when I was a young Alder girl, and they were beginning the improvements going up Jones Ferry, like near where Willow Creek is, and they built that pedestrian median there. It was planted, and the plants did not survive because of, I think they may have gotten flooded out, or they just died from the cars or something. But that there in the middle, that median had been planted. Remember that, Mike?
No.
Well, that doesn't mean it didn't happen. Assuredly
so.
That's right.
Okay.
And more than 10 minutes ago.
Remember agenda item one? All right. Okay. Oh, you're still going. Go ahead.
The final few.
Yeah.
Final
no,
few.
I think we should have looked at what was originally planned.
You're trying to lecture me? These two. Go ahead.
Final few slides here. The idea of adding bike lanes is included in the Carborough Bike Plan, which recommends Jones Ferry Road as an important corridor with high priority among participants. And it recommends bike lanes on Jones Ferry from Davie Road west to Old Fayetteville, including consideration of colored bike lanes, which we saw in that previous image. And then, of course, the town has a bond project to build a sidewalk on Davie Road as well. So the next steps, NCDOT has indicated that this project may be eligible for spot safety funding, which is a particular pot of state funds used for safety improvements. Mm-hmm. And there are several review criteria for spot safety applications. The basically the regional traffic safety engineer at NCDOT would submit the application, and then it would be evaluated according to these criteria: frequency of crashes, severity of crashes, delay, and so forth. There's a maximum allocation for these awards of $250,000.
Is there no local match on this?
There's, as I understand it, there is no required local match. This would be a state-funded project. But the caveat that they have indicated to us is that because of the high crash history and the severity of crashes in this corridor, this project may very well be eligible for the spot safety funding. But that eligibility might be limited to certain time, and preliminarily they have said that in order to maintain that eligibility, they would like to submit an application by June of this year. That's a preliminary date, but that's the reason for wanting to get input sooner rather than later on whether to go forward with this application or not. So that's the process from here.
Okay.
Sounds like a good idea.
And speaking of which, I would like to call on Anissa McClendon to address the board. I see a couple other people from the neighborhood who are here. Anissa is the only one who signed up right now. Is there anybody else who was hoping to speak? Okay.
I just got a couple of things I would like to say. In question to your entrance of the proposed Family Dollar, it will be off of my road, Alabama Avenue. In reference to this diet plan, when I think of Jones Ferry, my little road, Alabama Avenue, gets forgotten in that stretch. There have been 20 accidents in 4 or 5 years, but that is not the whole accidents of Jones Ferry. There have been 82 car accidents just on Jones Ferry in 4 years. 4 years, 20 there at that intersection of Davie, and then 12 right in front of Alabama and Jones Ferry. That area has about 40 to 46% of the accidents there. I think if we go to this diet plan, it's going to hinder our usage of our street, even trying to go to the left turn to go back up Jones Ferry. Just hearing about what Jeff said about people coming out of the pantry taking that right turn, what they're going to do is they're going to take that right turn, they're going to go into my cul-de-sac, turn around, and go back up into Carborough. That's what's going to happen. We already have traffic now that comes up Alabama, go through Neville Drive to go up Davie to cut through the mist. A lot of that congestion there at Jones Ferry and Davie. One of my suggestions would be, I know the town doesn't want to take that hill out because of the pipes and the cables, and it would take millions of dollars to do that. One major thing could be just putting the traffic light there, adding that crossing walk from Abbey Court over to the pantry or Ridgewood over to the pantry. I think reducing the speed limit from that 35, which most people do go 40, 45, over that hill from into Carborough back to 54. Reducing it to 30, reducing it to 25. You're coming into the town, just reduce it. One of the major things is that bus stop sitting on that hill. Suggest moving that up near the tennis courts, even the school buses, because in the morning, 7:30, 7:45, it is, you've got the transit bus sitting there, and then you've got the school bus stopping to pick up kids, and kids are just running, you know, everywhere trying to make it. Another suggestion would be to, there's a little service road behind Abbey Court, and it would be have to, you know, Abbey Court people would have to say yes, they want to do it. But there's a service road right by the tennis courts, which nobody plays tennis there, I've seen. We could use that service road to go out to Jones Ferry. Then they could take a right turn, a left turn on that. I think that's pretty much it.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Hi, I'm Tamara, and I'm at the corner of Neville Drive, a little gravel drive, and Davey. And Jeff, one question I have for you is that it sounded like there was an alternate idea for the Ridgecrest entrance. I kind of got an idea from Ennis, actually, that they was looking at, like, putting the that exit from Ridgecrest right across from Neville, which right now, like, you know, as a neighborhood, we're considering, like, you know, looking into the whole ideas of making that a play street so it's not a through street. And I think that now, like, right now, people do come up Davy and cut down Neville and then down Alabama and out. I mean, it's a gravel drive, like, it's teeny. I don't think it can handle much at all. So I think, and then on top of that, adding the Family Dollar stuff kind of really, you know, just all that much more traffic with cut through on both ends really worries me. I'm thinking back of, like, when I broke my leg and I was on crutches and I crutched down Davy and across Jones Ferry, and, like, thinking back to that, and, like, we have all sorts of, like, you know, kids and people on bikes and stuff, like, trying to still get across that, even if it has been road die, if it's not significantly, you know, speeds of traffic reduced, like, I'm not sure I can get across real fast on some crutches again. I think Anissa had some good ideas in there. I'm excited about the road diet. And then I heard at one point maybe even ideas of potential roundabout there, too, to slow things down. I don't know what roundabouts do for pedestrians, but are you thinking?
There's debate about that.
Okay.
I don't, as a pedestrian, I don't like them, but some people believe that they're good. But I walk everywhere.
Yeah, and I bike everywhere. And, like, anything to slow it down, and I do agree. Like, it's, I mean, even if it's still at 35 miles per hour, like, that, just the grade of the hill, I mean, it sounds like you'll talk about that a lot. But.
All right. Thanks, Tamara.
Thanks.
Was there anybody else? Okay. Board members. Did you want to hear Trish's response?
Yeah.
Trish, could you give us an update on the Family Dollar?
Sure. We have a special use permit application in and a variance application because we've determined that there is a need for the project to get a variance for a part of the stream buffer on the property. And those applications are under review right now. So they've resubmitted their plans, essentially, and we have not yet scheduled a public hearing for the project.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Are there other questions or suggestions about the plan?
I was just curious to know whether some of the points made by Anise, I understand there's a timeline here. Is there going to be an opportunity afterwards to perhaps consider those, or are you going to be making this application with a preliminary plan that may preclude some ideas?
In terms of the traffic signal at idea at the intersection, that's been studied in the past, as I understand it, for warrants and not met the warrants. It I think potentially could be studied in the future for warrants, but I think at this time the warrants are not met. There's not enough traffic on Davy to meet the warrants.
How many accidents do they need?
It's something that I can't answer in full right now, but
they look at the type of accident and whether a traffic light would be likely to prevent or reduce the chance of that kind of accident and the amount of property damage, and they have a whole huge set of criteria.
And I think if the road diet were implemented, road diets in general tend to reduce speeds. If you reduce the posted speed limit, but you do not change the cross-section at all, you don't necessarily get lower speeds because the design speed dictates generally how cars travel. So not to pick on Chapel Hill, but on MLK Boulevard, you have a design speed that encourages high speeds, but you have a posted speed limit of 35. The 85th percentile speed is much higher than 35. So I think the first thing that needs to happen to reduce speeds is a change in the cross section, which is proposed by the concept plan. And then I think that is a more significant factor in reducing speeds than simply reducing the posted speed limit.
Mm-hmm. Dan, and then Lydia.
Jeff, is time of the essence in terms of applying for this funding, or what is the time frame?
We've been told that the time frame is they would like to apply by June.
Okay, so would you have time to reflect on some of the neighbor comments we heard this evening and report back to us, you know, sometime in the next few weeks, say, before we actually adopt the resolution and move forward, if that was what the board wanted?
It would be fine with me.
Okay. Well, that sounds like a good suggestion. Lydia?
Yeah, and I guess in particular, I was interested in the concern about the right-hand turns creating possibly some more traffic on Alabama, that folks might go in there and just to turn around and come back out, or that they would be going up there to do the U-turn kind of right in front of that entrance.
Jackie?
I thought the idea of moving the bus stop was a really good idea.
Interesting idea.
It probably wouldn't be that big of a deal, but it would make a huge difference when you're coming up the crest.
And then the other thing that I'm concerned about is, I think, what's the name of the little gravel road?
Neville.
Yeah, just the, if you're going to make a center median on Jones Ferry Road, it does seem like you're inviting more people to find out about Neville Road. So, I just would question whether that road should really be open to traffic in the way that that Neville should be open to traffic. If you're going to put a center median in, it just seems like you have to do something about that problem. Particularly if this Family Dollar application is really going to move forward, but even regardless, really. But anyway. All right. So, Dan, was that a motion you made? All right. Is there a second?
I have a question.
Yes.
Would we add the recommendation to look at planters or median, or would that come later?
Probably look at it now.
Yeah, you might as well throw it in there. Sure. I mean, I don't.
That's a friendly amendment.
They're probably not going to let you spend safety money on that, but.
Okay. And I'd like to make a friendly amendment that Tab look at this too.
Do we? When do they meet next? In
April 5th.
April 5th, okay. Is that friendly to the movender and seconder? All that?
Yes.
Okay. So all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
All those opposed, the matter passes unanimously. All right.
Thanks, Jeff.
Good night, Jeff. Good work.
Yeah. Oh, one last
one
thing.
One man show.
Related to this,
yes.
I was, one of the things brought up when we looked at Oak was the speed bumps and how they're not really serving their purpose, intended purpose. So I'd be curious to have staff look at how to maybe consider speed bumps that are not so forgiving to cars, or at least make sure that when we do implement speed bumps, they at least match the intended speed of the road.
All right.
Good idea. Was that a motion?
That's a motion.
Second.
Okay. All right. It's been moved and seconded. Mr. Manager, did you want to comment on that at all?
No.
Okay. All those in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All those opposed. Minor passing unanimously. Okay. Is there anything else from the staff?
Just a couple of quick items. Just wanted to remind you that tomorrow at 11 is the groundbreaking for